Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Kidsburg with KDKA and Kidsburg.org.
I have a certain bias, obviously, but I watched this a piece yesterday, and it brought tears to my eyes talking about these kids.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, it's wonderful to give this opportunity for these children who are students at the Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf. They work with kids there from their preschool age all the way up through high school, and they are committed. Let me tell you, this company called Attack Theater, they're going to be celebrating 25 years in Pittsburgh.
Wow, they've been around
year.
For 25?
Yeah, in fact, believe it or not, but when Marty and I were still dating like 20 years ago, I took dance classes from them.
Oh, my gosh.
They had their studio in Friendship. Yeah.
Do you do a show with them?
No, that was a different company,
okay.
But I go way back with them,
right.
And I was just so excited to see what they're doing with these children. So we stopped in on one of the programs that they're doing, and this is with the preschool kids, and
okay.
Let me tell you, these kids are so adorable. They're 3 and 4 years old, and you know, kids love to dance. Like,
sure.
It comes naturally. They're not inhibited yet.
No, they don't care what you think.
But you know, you think, well, how are you going to communicate? So first of all, what I love is that Michelle De La Reza, who's one of the co-founders of Attack Theater and was the teacher here, she learned sign language. So, and so
specifically
do her,
for this?
Yeah, yes. And
wow.
So do her dancers who work with them. So they're so committed. They're
yeah.
learning a whole new language. And she's continually adding new vocabulary. And what she said is that this is such a perfect collaboration because sign language, American Sign Language, is really rooted in physicality. And in, when you watch someone sign, it really is almost like a choreographed dance.
It is. I think you're absolutely right about that.
It's beautiful to watch.
Hey, you showed something in the piece, though, some kind of a doll. That was cool.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So they've taken this to a whole nother level. So they've used kind of their natural physicality. And then because music is often a part of dance and the kids can't hear music, they thought, well, let's not leave this out. Let's find a way so that they can still be a part of it with music. So they got the University of Pittsburgh involved, and these engineering students created a mobile sound device that creates vibrations.
Oh, get out of
with
town.
The type of sound. So the real low bass beats feel
it's
one
beautiful.
Way, or the, you know, the fluttering sound, you know, the higher sounds will feel more like a flutter. And so they wear these little backpacks, and they're disguised in as monkeys. So it looks like they have a
yeah.
monkey on their back.
Right, right, right.
And they all of a sudden you can see their face and their expression change when they put them on. Listen to teacher Christy Hummel. She's born deaf, and she speaks through an interpreter
okay.
about what it's like.
Got it.
When you feel the vibration, it does make your body move a little bit, and you can tell once you put the monkey on, their facial expression shows, and their body moves to beats, rhythms, whether it's fast or slow. They don't ever say, I can't, I can't do it. I see them. And how many times they're signing, I feel that, Christy, I feel that. Maybe I can't hear it, but I feel it.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and you can see it on these kids' faces. And, you know, if you go to kidsburg.org or kdka.com/kidsburg, you can see the video part of this as well with the kids actually dancing and following her movements. And
I love
and
this.
She was so wonderful to incorporate me into the class. She had them pick a picture of a body part, and then they would move that body part. So, like, my hand, you know, they'd move it back and forth. And something about that physical connection
mm-hmm.
of touch and the eye contact. It was just really special.
I tell you what's so damn admirable to me. Two things that jump off the page. You have these engineers at Pitt doing backflips to help these beautiful children. And then you have a woman learning sign language
mm-hmm.
so she can teach them. So everybody says, well, I might
everybody's
do a little something
committed.
For this group or that
yeah,
group.
Yeah.
I might volunteer for an hour at a shelter.
Right.
These folks, They did life-changing things so these kids could have joy.
Well, and let me tell you, I have a list of literally like 8 different programs. They work with them. They've had these kids performing at the Pittsburgh Three Rivers Arts Festival, the older kids. They take them to places like the Andy Warhol and the Children's Museum to experience dance and visual art. And they even, you know, bring them to their professional shows. It's really a wonderful smart collaboration.
And it bridges all barriers. I think it does.
It does. And that's the thing. Dance really is a universal language. I remember when I traveled to Russia when I was in high school and I was able to study for a week with the Bolshoi, and I couldn't talk to those kids because, you know, we spoke different languages, but we were able to communicate through dance,
ballet. Yes.
And it was just so wonderful. And I saw that right here.
Go to kidsburg.org. It is a great site, a great resource. And Christine, I love your stories.
Thank you.
They're very meaningful. Thanks for being here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.